Hallelujah, may peace be with all our brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
This morning, we would like to continue last night's topic, the river of life.
今天我们要继续昨天晚上的题目，生命的河。
Without water, there's no life.
没有河流就没有生命。
Every city will need its water sources.
每一个城市都是依着河来建造的。
Without water, there's no crops, there's no activity of commerce.
如果没有河流，也没有土产，也没有经济活动。
However, this river, not only for every city, but at the beginning, when God created human being, He prepared a river.
但是我们现在要谈的河流，并不是为人类的居住而建造，而是一开始神就创造给这个大地。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 2.
我们一起翻到创世纪第二章
verse 8.
第八节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 8.
创世纪二章八节
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读
Genesis 2:8.
创世纪二章八节
2:3. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put a man whom he had formed. God not only planted trees, but he planted gardens.
神不止种树，他还建造一个园子
And this garden is located in Eden.
而且这个园子是在伊甸这个地方
Eden.The word Eden in Hebrew means pleasure.
伊甸在希伯来文就代表享乐。
Or you can understand as happiness or joy.
或者是快乐、喜乐。
Yesterday night, we mentioned about that. Why people in Eden, they can have joy.
昨天晚上我们已经提到了为何人在伊甸园里面会得到快乐。
Because they can face to face with God every day.
因为他们每天都可以见到神。
It is spiritual pleasure.
这是属灵的喜乐。
And they have good family life.
他们也有非常圆满的家庭。
Because Adam has a wife and they are happily together.
因为亚当有一个太太，所以他们非常的幸福。
So it's good mental and psychological pleasure.
所以是心理上得到满足。
And they have also abundant food.
那也有享用不尽的食物。
So they have physical pleasure.
所以也有肉体上的快乐。
So these three aspects of life is all we need today.
所以这三个角度方向的喜乐都是我们今天人所需要的。
We cannot lack any of this aspect.
我们不能缺一不可。
So last night we explained the first two rivers.
所以昨天晚上我们已经解释了头两条河。
So basically, if you look at this graph, just supplement, you know, this one river,flow into Garden of Eden and then separate into four rivers.
我们可以看到有一条河流从伊甸园流出来，然后分成四道河。
And these four rivers have its own meaning, have its own very unique spiritual teachings.
这四条河有它各自的意义，也有属灵的教训。
And among these four rivers, two of them are still recognizable or still exist today.
这四条河的其中两条到今天还存在
，But two already have dried up.
另外两条可能已经干枯了。
If you look at this map,
我们看看这个地图。
Some archaeologists, some Bible scholars or geographers, they try to figure out where are the two lost rivers.
有一些地理学家还有人类学家、考古学家想要找一找到底原本的消失的两条河在哪里。
These two rivers, the Tigris and Euphrates, it still exist.
底格里斯河跟幼发拉底河现在还存在。
Last night we talked about Pishon and Gihon, and these two rivers already gone.
昨天我们也有教导比逊还有基逊这两条河已经消失了。
But don't forget, right now the geographic situation of the earth today is very different than when God created the world.
但是我们不要忘记，今天的地理环境跟当初神创造的已经非常不一样了。
So many things has swift has changed.
所以很多东西已经转移了。
For example, right now, where Saudi Arabia is, when God created the world, there's no desert. Everywhere was good, was like a garden.
像今天的沙特阿拉伯，是一大片沙漠，但是在神创造的时候，其实是没有沙漠的。
And we know the continent, they have swift, they keep switching the 第一大陆的板块啊，板块。
所以大陆的板块是不断的在转。
So no wonder the other two rivers has disappeared.
所以另外两条河就这样消失了。
But the spiritual teaching still exists today.
但是属灵的教训今天还存在。
Last night we talked about the first river is called the River of Pishon.
昨天我们谈到第一条河叫比逊河。
The River of Pishon, the word Pishon means increase.
比逊河的意思就是增加。
Well, in Christ, in God's provision, in the grace of God, if you are inside His His blessing, His truth, Your grace will increase, Your joy will increase.
如果你一直保守自己在神的恩典里面，那你的喜乐还有你的恩典就会增加。
Your blessing will increase.
你的祝福也会增加。
But if you do not follow Him,
但是如果你不跟随他
，and of course that blessing will disappear.
那当然，这份喜乐就会消失无踪。
And secondly, the second river is called Gihon.
那第二条河叫基逊河。
Gihon means bursting forth.
基逊代表喷发。
This river was very powerful.
这条河流非常有能力。
The water was mighty.
这个水量很大。
So that's why it is described as bursting forth.
所以为什么就要用基逊来形容它？
And of course, the Holy Spirit is just like a very strong spring of living water.
所以圣灵也就像会喷发的大水一样。
It can change us, change our life.
它可以改变我们，改变我们的生命。
So now today we're going to talk about the third river.
今天我们要来谈第三条河。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2 verse 14.
我们请翻到创世纪二章十四节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 14.
创世纪二章十四节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three.
第三道河。
And the name of the third river is the Tigris.Which flows east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates. So here tell us the third river is called Tigris.
那第三条河叫底格里斯河。
So this river is still exists today and is very famous.
这条河到今天还非常的出名。
So this is the map where the river of Tigris is. It's the up is in this area.
我们可以看到地图上底格里斯河。
The river probably starts somewhere in the mountains in Turkey or Armenia, that area.
可能从土耳其的山上流下来的。
And then this flowing through today, Iraq.
然后流经伊拉克。
And then to the Gulf, and ending to the sea, to the Gulf.
最后去到
海湾，波斯湾。
波斯湾。
So this Tigris River.
这个底格里斯河。
So how does it look today?
今天长这样。
Wow, this Tigris River is still flowing, but the water you can see is not as strong as before.
虽然它今日还在流动，但是我们可以看到河水的量已经大得不如前。
This is another picture of where it flows.
我们可以看到这是另外一个角度。
And don't forget, this river is very different than when God created the world.
我们要记得，在神创造之初，这条河不是长这样的。
The world right now, the environmental was damaged, the world was corrupted, and it's very different.
因为整个环境污染，所以这个河就这个样子。
However, when God created this river,
但是在神创造之初
，and it was a name called Tigris,
有这个名字叫底格里斯。
What does Tigris, this word originally mean?
那这个河原本的意思是什么
？I dig up some dictionary. It tells us the word Tigris actually can mean rapid, 就是很急，
是急流的意思。
Very, very fast, just like what I mentioned here. It means very fast, flowing very fast, rapidly.
是流得很快的一条河。
But today, I think the river is not very rapid. I can see the water is less.
但是今天因为水量不足，所以已经不急了。
But at the beginning, it was very fast, running very rapidly.
一开始它就是一条急流。
So what does it spiritually mean?
那这个在属灵上有什么教训呢
？If you are in the garden of God, if you are close to God,
如果你待在神所建立的园子当中
，God's answer to your prayer, God's blessing, God's grace will come, and God's deliverance will come very rapidly.
神的拯救，神的垂听会很快的来到我们身边。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 71.
我们请翻到诗篇七十一篇。
Psalm chapter 71 verse 12.
诗篇七十一篇十二节。
Psalm chapter 71 verse 12.
诗篇七十一篇十二节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three. Oh God, be not far from me. Oh my God, make haste to help me. Here is the prayer of the psalmist.
这是诗人的祷告。
He asked God to not be far from him.
他祈求神不要远离他。
Oh my God, make haste to help me.
我的神，求你速速帮助我。
Then why at that time they pray like this?
那为什么那时候他有这样的祷告呢
？Because God's help supposed to come very quickly.
因为神的拯救应该是很快来到的。
But why sometimes it feels that God delayed His timing?
那为什么有的时候你觉得神的帮助很晚才到呢
？Well, there are two major reasons.
这里有两个主要原因。
First, maybe God has His timing.
第一，可能神有他的时间。
God's time is not our time.
因为神的时间跟我们的时间不一样。
So sometimes God wants us to wait a bit.
所以有时候神要我们等待一下。
Another major reason.
还有另外一个主要原因。
Why sometimes God's help did not come rapidly?
为什么有时候神的帮助不那么快来到呢？
Because our own issues.
因为我们有问题。
Because maybe we are not as obedient as God expected.
可能我们没有像神要的那样的顺服。
Or maybe there is some hidden sin blocking you and God.
或者是有隐藏的罪恶隔在你与神之间。
So your prayer cannot really reach God.
所以你的祷告没有办法达到神面前。
And God's blessing, God's grace cannot flow to you freely, and there's some blockage.
那神的拯救跟恩典就没有办法那么顺畅的流到你身边。
And see if somewhere in the river God block and the water flow is become slow.
我们可以看到有些地方、河流里面有什么东西阻隔它，所以它水流就变慢。
So what is the thing that can blocking God's rapid grace coming to us?
那今天有什么东西可以阻隔神的恩典跟拯救？
It could be our own disobedience.
可能就是我们的不顺服。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
请翻到诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119 verse 60.
诗篇119篇60节。
Psalm 119 verse 60.
诗篇119篇60节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起。
One, two, three.
我急忙遵守你的
诫命。I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandment. This is a very good reminder for us.
这一句非常好的提醒。
Here's the psalmist said, not only I obey, but I hasten, I do not delay.
诗人说，我不是只有遵守你的命令，是急忙的遵守。
Just like you get the order, oh, immediately you do it.
就像你收到一个指示，马上去做了。
If you ever work in the military, you know order is an order. When you receive an order, get up and then you have to go and then to do it.
我们都知道，在军队里面，只要军人接到命令，就要马上执行。
If you get an order and you tell your commander, yes, but I don't like to do it now. I will do it tomorrow.
如果你接到指令，然后你跟你的指挥官说。我今天不想做，明天再说吧。
Oh, I will think about it. If I feel like it, I will do it.
或者是你说，我想一想，如果我觉得这个可行的话，我再去做。
Oh, you say that, well, I will do it, but not your way, but I will do it my way.
或者你跟指挥官说，我会这样去做，但是不是按照你的方式，我自己用自己的方式去做。
I think your commander will be very displeased and will drive you out, make you run around and punish you.
我想可能指挥官会非常生气，叫你出去跑操场几圈。
Your holiday will be cancelled.
或者是你的假期被取消。
You will never have promotion.
或者是你永远升不了官。
Or eventually you got kicked out.
最后你可能被踢出去了。
Because you don't obey order immediately.
因为你并不急忙来遵守指令。
You don't respect the chain of command.
你也不遵守这个纪律。
You don't respect the authority.
你不尊敬这个权威。
Well, God is the ultimate authority.
当然，神是全能的权威。
His authority is in the commandment.
他的权威就在他的诫命当中。
And this commandment is not to bind you, to harm you.
这个诫命不是为了要绑住你来限制你。
But rather is to save you.
是要来拯救你的。
Look at what God told Noah.
我们来看看挪亚接到神怎样的指令。
When God appeared to Noah, God told him.
当神向挪亚显现的时候。
I'm going to destroy everything who is living with flood.
他说：“我要来毁灭全地
，because they are too evil.
因为整个世界太邪恶。
But I'll save you and your family.
但是我会拯救你还有你的全家。
But the way I save you is you have to make an ark for you and your family and for all the living creatures to go inside.
但是要拯救你的方法就是你要建造一只方舟，然后让你的全家还有所有的动物进去。
And from now you will do it.
从现在开始你就要盖了。
I give you the dimension. I give you the material specification.”
我给你这个尺寸，还有告诉你要用什么木头来造。
And I'll give you time.
而且我也给你时间。
But God didn't tell him when the flood will come.
但是神没有告诉他什么时候洪水会来到。
But God just tell him, just do it now.
神就是告诉他现在开始。
Well, if you are Noah, what will you do today? If we were Noah.
如果你今天是挪亚，你会怎么做呢？
If our member today are Noah at that time, what will we say to God?
如果今天每一个信徒你是挪亚，你会怎么说呢？
First of all, some member will say, "Come on, never rain. No wind will destroy the well. I don't believe it."
可能有一些信徒会跟神说，不可能吧。
And then some member will say, "Okay, you know, okay, I will do it, but not now."
有的信徒可能会说，好，我会去做，但不是今天。
I'm still young. I have to build my house. I'm getting married next month.
我还很年轻，我要先盖好我的房子，因为下个月我要结婚。
I need to save money. I need to farm.
我也要存钱，所以我现在要先去耕田。
So I'll do it, but later, not now, not at this stage in my life.
我会做，但不是现在，也不是现在这个生命的阶段。
And some people will say, God, yes, I'll do it, but I'll not do exactly like what you told me.
可能也有信徒说 ，OK, 我现在去做，但是我不是按照你所说的去做。
Because your design, it doesn't make sense.
因为你的设计很奇怪。
No one will build a so huge structure.
没有人会盖一个这么大的一个箱子。
And this is not even a boat; it's not like a box.
而且它看起来一点都不像船，它就像一个箱子。
And this is not like an engineering design.
这个根本就不是什么这个好的设计。
And you think that you are smarter than God.
所以你觉得你比神更聪明。
So some of us may have a lot of reason, excuses, or delay.
所以很多人会有不同的问题、不同的理由，还有延迟。
We don't do things given by God rapidly.
我们并不急忙来遵守神给的指令。
We give God a lot of excuses.
我们告诉神有很多的借口。
Right. But what did Noah do?
那挪亚怎么做呢？
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6 verse 22.
我们请翻到创世纪第六章二十二节。
Genesis 6:22.
创世纪六章二十二节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three. Thus Noah did according to all that God had commanded him, so he did.Noah didn't delay.
挪亚没有延迟。
Noah didn't say, "Okay, give me 1 year break. Let me enjoy myself first."
挪亚没有说啊，我一年之后再动工吧。
No, he immediately he get up, get his feet, and then gather his family, start chopping trees, start building according to God's instruction.
他马上就召唤他的家人，然后一起砍树，一起盖造。
So the key is not only obey, but obey immediately and rapidly.
所以关键字不是说遵守。而是急忙马上的去遵守。
Sometimes we say, "I will obey, but not now."
啊，有时候我们会说，我会听你说的去做，
Why?
但是不是现在。
Sometimes the parents tell the children to do something, and say, "Okay, I'll do it later."
啊，有时候父母跟孩子说啊，请你现在去做什么？孩子说，好，等一下。
After 1 hour, still not done.
结果过了一个小时，什么都还没动。
Oh, later, I'll do it.
好，等一下，我会做。
And then evening, still not done.
结果到了晚上，事情还是没做。
Oh, today I'm tired. Tomorrow I'll do it.
孩子说：“今天我累了，明天再做吧。”
Tomorrow you forgot already. You go to school, go other things.
明天早上他一起来，根本就忘了，就去上学了。
So why do we sometimes delay?
所以为什么我们常常这样延迟呢
？In the afternoon we can discuss.
在下午的时候，我们可以来讨论。
But delay has a lot of psychological reason behind.
那一个人会延迟，是因为有很多心理上的原因。
Maybe, first, maybe you don't believe it.
可能他压根不相信。
Maybe you don't like doing it.
或者是他根本不喜欢。
Or you think that maybe by delaying, God will change his mind, so I don't have to do it.
或者是他以为因为他延迟，所以神会改变他的心意，我就不用做了。
You can get away with it. God can forget about it.
可能神会忘记。
So whatever is your reason of delay.
所以不管你有什么的原因或借口。
You know, we human beings, we are good at delaying.
我们是很容易在做延迟这件事。
We are very good at giving excuses to God and to others.
我们很会给借口，不管是给神还是给人。
Well, delay obedience is really disobedience.
如果你是延迟来遵守，你就是不顺服。
Just like I make the example at the beginning about the military. If you don't do it now, then when you got a command, you got punished.
就像我刚刚提到，在军队里面，如果你接到指令没有马上去做，你就会受到惩罚。
Now, some people say, "Okay, I will do it if I'm explained, if I know what's the logic behind."
有的人会说，你向我解释，如果我觉得有逻辑，我就会去做。
Does God owe Noah an explanation about why and why he will destroy the world?
那请问神有欠挪亚一个解释吗？他要告诉他，解释给他听，为什么他要毁灭这个世界吗
well, ？Noah can debate with God. You know, is it because people disobey you, you destroy them?
那挪亚就可以跟神辩论说，因为人家不听你，你就要毁灭他。
God does not owe anyone any explanation.
神不欠任何人一个解释。
Because God has a sovereignty, He is the creator.
因为他有绝对的主权，他是我们的创造者。
Even if He asks you to do something, He doesn't owe you any explanation.
就算他要求你做一件事，他也不用向你解释。
So obedience is demanded by God.
所以顺服是神要的。
So if you obey, you obey right away. Don't obey like a snail.
所以你如果要顺服，你就是马上去做，而不要像瓜牛这样慢慢。
No obey is no obey.
很慢的顺服就是不顺服。
I remember there was a brother who testified for me.
我 我记得以前有个弟兄这样跟我做过见证。
He is now very old now. He's more than 90 years old.
他现在已经过了90岁。
But when he was about 40 some years old.
但是在他四十几岁的时候。
Wow. At that time he was not a member.
那时候他还没有信主。
His wife was a member, was of our church.
他的太太是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And their family run a eateries business.
那他们全家人在开一个小吃店。
And they're selling dumpling and the 馅饼，牛肉馅饼，the beef。The Chinese dumpling or speak the cake.
他们卖牛肉馅饼跟水饺。
Oh, actually, the father wasn't a believer.
那时候这个父亲呢还不是个信徒。
But because his youngest son was very sick.
但是因为他的小儿子常常生病。
Wow, there's no doctor can heal him.
而且很严重，所以医生都没有办法。
Because the bleeding in the stomach.
因为他胃出血。
So there's no remedy.
所以没有一个解决办法。
And even the doctor said, "Well, okay, just bring him home, get him eat something, anything he wants, so that he can die peacefully."
那医生只有跟爸爸说，你就把孩子带回家吧，想吃什么就给他吃。
But at that time, Jesus find their family.
但是在那时候，主耶稣找到这一家人。
Jesus touched the heart of this husband, this father.
主耶稣触碰了这个父亲的心。
So bring the son. He bring the son to the church.
所以他把小儿子带到教会。
He asked the local preacher, "Can my son stay in the church?"
他问注目传道说，我的儿子可以待在教会吗？
Can we pray for him?
我们一起为他祷告。
Wow, he is willing to humble himself.
他愿意谦卑自己。
To pray.
跪下祷告。
Miracle happened.
这时候神迹就发生了。
His son was healed of his sickness.
他的儿子就这样被神医治。
His stomach problem healed.
胃出血就好了。
No need to see doctor. No need to have operation anymore.
不需要开刀，也不需要再见医生了。
Wow, so their whole family was very happy.
所以全家人都非常的开心。
And the father also got baptized.
那父亲同时也受洗了。
But he's still running a business of selling things.
但是他还是在继续经营小吃店。
And his business, wow, taking up at the time is growing very fast.
那时候他的生意越来越好。
From a small shop, and then they ran a bigger place, and then a lot of businesses.
从一个小吃店慢慢经营到一个餐馆越来越大。
And even the famous people like the general or the high level of officer in the government come to his shop to buy things to eat.
就连当时的一些权贵人士呢，他们都来到他店里面吃饭。
At that time, Saturday is the most profitable day.
所以那时候星期六是生意最好的一天。
But later, during the visitation.
但是之后传道去访问他。
Oh, and then talk to him.
跟他聊天。
You know, as a Christian, Sabbath day is a commandment of God. It's our relationship with God.
传道就告诉他，礼拜六是诫命，是我们要跟神经营好我们的关系。
And this is the key to receive blessing.
那这是一个得福气的关键。
And also, this day belongs to God.
而且这一天是属于神的。
You're not supposed to do work on that day.
应该在那一天。不要开门
wow,
做生意。
Because God touched the preacher to share this with teaching of the truth to him.
那神是感动传道对他讲这番话。
Oh, and then the brother said, "Okay, if that's the case, then next Saturday I'll close."
结果这个弟兄一听他就说，如果神这样说，下礼拜六我就关门。
Oh, the wife was so surprised.
他的太太非常惊讶。
The wife was saying that he is being sarcastic or just upset or just say to please the preacher.
他太太听到这样讲。以为他在敷衍传道，或者是只是开玩笑。
Because he know his their business are just growing and become more and more famous.
因为太太知道这个先生的生意是越来越蓬勃发展。
And Saturday have the most sales.
而且礼拜六是生意最好的。
He may not want to close it.
他一定不想要关门。
But next week, Saturday morning, he didn't go open the shop.
结果下个礼拜六早上，这个先生他真的没有去开门。
The wife said, "Hey, why don't we go open?"
太太就问他，你怎么没去开店呢？
Well, the preacher tell us, Bible said we have to close on Saturday.
他说，传道说，圣经说，礼拜六我们应该要去守安息日。
It's Bible teaching.
这个是圣经讲的。
Okay, if we have to do it, we do it from this week.
如果要这样做，我们这个礼拜马上就这样做。
Wow, he has such strong faith. The wife was even so surprised.
太太非常惊讶，他有这么强烈的信心。
Okay, if you want to close, then close it, but we may lose some sales.
如果你愿意关店，那也好，只是我们就会失去一些生意。
The husband said, "Don't worry, we just do it."
那先生就说，没关系，就这样吧。
You know what happened?
你知道后来发生什么吗？
At the beginning, so many people complain, especially the big guys, the generals, the high officer complain, "Why you guys don't open on Saturday? Are you crazy?"
一开始有很多的客人在抱怨，尤其是那一些来吃饭的将军或者是高官。
And he said, sorry, I believe in God now. I have to go to church on Saturday.
结果他就说啊，对不起，我现在已经信神了，所以我要遵守神的话。
Sunday they open.
礼拜天我们会开门。
哇 ，Sunday the sales double almost.
结果礼拜天的生意是平常的两倍。
Every day the sales grow up.
然后每一天的生意都越来越好。
So when they're looking back after a period of time.
所以经过一段时间，他们这样回头看。
Well, they are the only shop that close on Saturday for eating.
他们是唯一一间在礼拜六关店的。
Wow, but their business continue to grow.
但是他们的生意继续蓬勃发展。
So when you obey, sometimes you may have struggle.
所以当你要遵守神的话，有时候你会挣扎的。
Maybe not only about keeping Sabbath, you already keep Sabbath.
当然，今天大家都已经来遵守安息圣日。
Everyone will have a weak point, something you struggle to obey.
每个人都有自己的弱点，就是那一点你很难去遵守。
Everyone is different, you don't have to ask.
每个人都不一样，所以你不用问身边的人。
Maybe for you, keeping Sabbath is very easy, but for some other teaching to obey is very difficult.
可能对你来说遵守安息日很简单，但是对于你要遵守其他的诫命非常困难。
Maybe offering tithe.
可能是要奉献十分之一。
Or maybe respecting and obeying, submitting to your husband.
或者是要顺服听啊、尊重丈夫。
Or maybe as a husband, you have to sacrifice yourself to love your wife.
或者是身为一个先生的你，你很难牺牲自己去照顾太太。
Or maybe in your heart there's something more important than God.
或者是在你的心中有什么人事物比神更重要。
Everyone will have something which is a little bit hard to get to obey.
每个人心里都有挣扎的那一块，你很难放下去遵守。
But don't forget, obeying God is not like eating a buffet.
但是要记住，遵守神的话不是像吃自助餐一样。
What is like eating buffet?
吃自助餐是什么样子
吗？ Do you like eating buffet?
你喜欢吃自助餐吗？
I like it, but I cannot go too much, otherwise I'll be too big.
我很喜欢，但是我不能常去，要不然会变胖。
Wow, when I was a small kid, I loved going to buffet.
在我还年轻的时候，我很爱去。
I hate veggies, so I don't go to the area of salad.
我很讨厌吃青菜，所以我不去青菜那一区。
I like meat, so every time I go buffet, I just fill my whole plate with meat and meat and meat.
我那时候很喜欢吃肉，所以我就在肉那一区一直拿，一直拿。
I don't like dessert, I just want meat.
我不喜欢吃那些甜点，所以我就一直吃那些肉。
But right now I also like dessert too.
那现在我就也喜欢甜点。
But buffet is you pick what you want, what you like, and you totally omit and forget what you don't like.
那吃自助餐就是你会专门挑你喜欢吃的东西，避开那些你不喜欢的。
And even you get it, you don't have to finish your plate, right?
就算你拿了，你也不一定要吃光。
Oh, the taste no good. Okay, take it away.
这个煮的不好吃，拿走。
I go and take another plate, something else.
我站起来再去拿一盘就好了。
Obeying God is not like eating a buffet. You don't pick, you don't cherry pick what you like to hear.
遵守神的话不是在吃自助餐，你挑你自己喜欢的。
You don't pick what you like to do and then omit something which is hard for you.
然后去避开那些你不喜欢遵守的道理。
Right, don't pick and choose, just do it, do everything.
你不能挑选，你只能全部照单全收。
Let's look at Luke chapter 11, verse 28.
请翻到路加福音十一章二十八节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 28.
路加福音十一章二十八节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
Luke 11, 28.
路加福音十一章二十八节，一起读。耶稣说：“是，却还不如听神的道而遵守的人有福。”
Somebody said, "Blessed are you, Jesus, who carry you in your womb and you with your mother."
有些人说，对主耶稣说，怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。
Who is that?
是谁？
Is Mary.
是玛利亚。
The wife of Joseph, who gave birth to Jesus.
就是约瑟的太太，她把主耶稣生出来。
Through the Holy Spirit, she was conceived.
透过圣灵怀孕。
Wow, she was regarded the most blessed woman in the whole history of human, right?
所以她被称为人类历史上最有福气的女子。
People said, you know, blessed are those who bear you and who nourish you.
所以众人之间有一个女人大声说，怀你胎和乳养你的有福了。
What did Jesus say?
那主耶稣怎么回答呢？
Yes, Mary, my mother, physical mother, she was blessed.
是的，我的肉身的母亲玛利亚是非常有福。
But not as much blessed as those who hear the word of God and obey it.
却还不如听神之道而去遵守的人。
You don't have to be Mary who give birth to Jesus.
你不需要是那个把耶稣生出来的玛利亚。
You just have to do the words of God.
你只要遵守神的话。
And you can equally bless.
你就可以得到同样的福气。
Today, brother and sister, do you do the word of God, listen to His calling rapidly and do it?
今天弟兄姐妹，你有没有听见神的话就急忙去遵守呢？
Or you keep giving excuse or delay.
或者是你延迟，或者是给很多的借口。
The fourth river.
第四条河。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 2 verse 14.
我们翻回创世纪二章十四节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 14, the last river.
创世纪二章十四节谈到第四道河。
It's called the river of Euphrates.
就是幼发拉底河。
River of Euphrates. In Chinese, it's called 伯拉河 but now it's called Euphrates.
中文圣经翻成伯拉大河。
So where is the river of Euphrates?
那幼发拉底河，也就是伯拉大河，在哪里呢？
Down south of Tigris.
它是在底格里斯河的下面。
So these two rivers are together a very, very important two rivers.
这两条河在人类的文明历史上是摇篮。
If you study history before, the first chapter of human civilization, you learn these two rivers, the name of these two rivers.
如果你读过人类的发展，你就知道在一开始人类文明的摇篮就是这两条河。
In the beginning of human civilization is from these two rivers.
文明的一开始就从这两条河开始。
So these two areas, the river between these two rivers have a special name.
这两条河有特别的名字。
The area surrounding it is called Mesopotamia.
叫做米索波大米。
Meso means two, Potamia means rivers.
米索就是二的意思，波大米就是河的意思。
So together is called Mesopotamia, 两河流域。
所以在你那里叫做两河流域，米索多波大米。
So what is the name Euphrates mean?
那幼发拉底河的意思是什么呢？
Oh, this name is also very beautiful. Must be given by God.
这条河的名字肯定是神取的，因为非常的美。
It's called fruitfulness.
就是非常丰饶。
This river means fruitfulness.
非常丰盛的意思。
Wow, this river today, it still exists, as I mentioned, flowing through Iraq.
这条河也是流过伊拉克，今天还存在。
But unfortunately, this river is also smaller and smaller and smaller today.
但是很不幸的，这条河也是水流越来越少。
And starting to dry up.
快要干枯了。
The book of Revelation tells us.
启示录已经提到。
When this river dry up, the world will have the last world war, the biggest war.
启示录提到这条河干枯的时候，这世界就会发展第三次世界大战。
The enemy will come from the north to attack Israel.
仇敌会从北边下来攻击以色列。
But we don't know when. But this river is still have it, but not as big as before.
我们不知道什么时候会发生。那这条河目前还存在。
But at the beginning, when God created the world was so good, and wherever this river flows, everywhere beyond it, beside it, is very fruitful.
在神创造之初，这条河流经之地都非常的丰饶，物产丰富。
But now today is not like that.
今天已经不是这样。
The river flow through this area, but they don't have a lot of fruit.
旁边没有很多的生物。
But it wasn't like that when God created.
但是当然在创世之初不是这样。
But spiritually speaking,
但是在属灵层面上，
if your heart has the river of God,
如果你的心有神的话，
if your heart has the river represented by the Holy Spirit,
如果你的心有神的河，就是圣灵，
your heart will be very fruitful.
你的心会非常的丰盛。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 8.
请翻到以西结书47章第八节。
Ezekiel 47 verse 8.
以西结书47章第八节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
Ezekiel 47 verse 8.
以西结书47章第八节。
Let's read 1-3. And...He said to me,
他对我说,
This water flowed toward the eastern region and go down into Araba, and then enter the sea. When the water flows into the sea, the water will become flesh. Here is a vision that Prophet Ezekiel saw, a river.
这是个以西结先知看到的意象。
And this river, very special.
而且这个水是非常特别。
This river flowing toward the east.
它往东方流去。
And then this river, wherever it goes, wow, will make a huge impact.
会在它流经之地发生它的影响力。
Where did this river go?
那这个水是去哪里呢？
According to the description here, it's going to the Dead Sea, going to the Araba, which is the Dead Sea.
这里讲到的亚拉巴就是它往死海流去。
The Dead Sea still exists today.
今天死海还在。
It's in Israel, in the southern part.
在以色列的南部。
And that Dead Sea is so dead because there's nothing can grow inside, nothing can survive.
这个死海里面完全没有生物，所以叫死海。
Because it's so salty.
因为非常盐分非常高。
And then it's the water become so deadly, right? Nobody can even drink it. It's too salty.
所以那个水是不能喝的。
You cannot use it to irrigate agriculture. Or to water the crops.
哦，也不能用那里面的水来浇水。
So this Dead Sea is useless. It's bitter because when the water is so salty, it become bitter.
所以这个死海呢，也称为盐海，它的水非常的咸。
But this river, the Bible recorded in this vision, when the water go to the Dead Sea, the water becomes sweet, become tasty, become fresh.
但是圣经说这个水呢，流到盐海里面，会让这个水从咸的变成甜的。
And in the original text, it said the water shall be healed.
那原文呢是说这个水会让周围的东西得到医治。
If the water is healed, if the water is healed, everything else will be healed, will be productive.
那这个水被医治之后呢，它周边的东西都会得到生命。
Now this is very important.
那这是非常重要的。
The river of God is to heal our heart.
那神的河流应该要医治我们的心。
The Holy Spirit here come is to heal our heart.
圣灵要医治我们的心。
You know, because our heart was very bitter, was very sorrowful before.
因为我们的心非常的愁苦。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 10.
请翻到箴言第十四章第十节。
Proverbs 14, 10.
箴言十四章第十节。
Proverbs 14, 10.
箴言十四章第十节。
Let's read together.
The heart.心中的苦楚
knows its own bitterness,
心里的喜乐
and no stranger share in its joy.This is a very practical description of modern people's heart today.
这里是对现代人的心理状态非常好的描述。
Well, even technology changed, but human heart has not changed since Adam fall.
就算科技那么样的发达进步，但是自从亚当以来，人心是没有改变过的。
Human heart become bitter and more bitter.
人的心是那么样的愁苦，是越来越苦毒。
It wasn't that way before.
以前的人不应该是这样。
God created everything, everything was good.
当神创造这个世界，一切都是美好的。
But when sin entered the world,
但是当罪进入了世界，
the taste, not only the water, but the heart has changed.
不是只有水，连人心都改变了。
Do you know why our heart turned bitter?
你知道为什么我们的心转向苦毒吗？
We don't want to be bitter.
我们不喜欢苦毒。
But why our heart sometimes gradually, without our knowing, become bitter?
但是为什么在不知不觉当中，我们的心越来越苦毒呢？
The major reason is we were become bitter because we were hurt.
最主要的原因是因为我们的心受过伤。
Our heart, when our heart was hurt, somebody hurt us, somebody say bad things to us, somebody hurt our emotionally.
当别人说了一些伤害我们的话。
Or when we are very young, we were neglected.
或是在我们很小的时候被忽略。
We were abused.
或者是被侵犯。
We were bullied.
我们被欺负。
We were attacked.
我们被攻击。
We were treated very unfairly.
我们遭遇到不公平的对待。
All these things you cannot express from your mouth, but as a small child, it becomes part of your feeling.
所有这些的感觉，身为一个小小孩是说不出口的。但是所有的感觉都积存在心里。
For example, when you're growing up, you saw your parents always shouting to each other, yelling, and then fighting.
譬如说，在你长大的过程当中，你常常看见父母之间的吵架，还有打架。
That can be cause your bitterness in your heart.
那会造成你心里的苦毒。
Or maybe because your mother was mistreated by your father.
或者是爸爸对妈妈不好。
And your mother become very impatient to you, always shout at you, always yell at you.
妈妈对你就非常没耐心，常常骂你。
Or if your father was strong, was abusive.
或者是你爸爸非常的强壮，他常常打人。
And drunk.
或者是喝醉。
He also yell at you, shout at you, curse you.
用很大声、很难听的话来骂你。
Or even beat you.
甚至打你。
That become part of your bitterness.
那会成为你苦毒的一部分。
Because you were hurt as a little soul.
因为你还小的时候就这样被对待。
Or maybe you were neglected. Your parents so busy, they don't care about you.
或者是你的父母非常的忙碌，你被忽略了，他们没有好好照顾你。
Or they love your sibling more than you.
或者是他们爱你的兄弟姐妹胜过爱你。
You feel you are not important.
你就觉得你自己不重要。
Or you become bitter.
那也会成为苦毒。
And then, of course, you don't like them that way.
当 当然你不喜欢他们这个样子。
Because you know it's not good.
因为你觉得那样不好。
But you cannot control yourself.
但是你也没办法控制自己。
When you become older, when you become a parent, when you become a husband, or when you become a wife.
当你长大了，成为父母了，成为人家的妻子或者是丈夫。
And you started to repeat that pattern.
你不知不觉又开始做你父母做的事情。
And then we become bitter.
我们心里充满了苦毒。
And when we become pass on the bitterness to the next generation.
然后我们又把这一份苦毒传给下一代。
Just like Adam and Eve.
就像亚当夏娃。
After they commit sin, they bitter to each other.
在他们犯罪之后，他们对待彼此都是用苦毒来对待。
And they pass on this bitterness to their generation, the next generation.
然后再把这份苦毒传给他们的子女。
So Cain hated Abel. And he killed him.
所以该隐就恨亚伯，并且杀了他。
This bitterness always repeats the pattern.
这个苦毒会一直重复下去。
Bitterness means we cannot let go. We always think about this. We feel hurt, and we come back again and again.
苦毒就是我们没有办法忘却过去的伤痕，所以我们会一直重复来这样做。
He said, "You become bitter." Because you refuse to deal honestly with your hurt feelings.
这里讲到，你会成为一个苦毒的人，是因为你不愿意诚实去面对自己受伤的情绪。
We don't want to face it. We don't want to talk about it.
我们不想要去面对，也不想要谈论。
We don't want to deal honestly. We don't want to admit that yes, I was bitter. I was weak. I was not good.
不想承认说是的，我是苦毒。是的，我就是受伤。我这样不好。
Then allow that matter to fester into your heart.
然后我们就让这一份苦毒慢慢的在我们心里滋长。
It can affect our brother and sister, our spouse, our children, and then the people around us.
这份苦毒会影响到你身边的人，不管是你的兄弟姐妹，或者是你的配偶。
This is the power of sinful nature.
这就是罪性的能力。
Who can help us to get rid of it?
那谁可以帮助我们走出来呢？
Only the Bible tell us.
只有圣经告诉我们。
Yes, Bible tells us by Lord Jesus Christ, He can help us to get rid of it.
主耶稣可以帮助我们走出来。
Because here, Ezekiel 47 verse 8 already told us.
因为以西结书47章第八节已经告诉我们。
When this living water flow even to the Dead Sea, which is our heart.
当这个水往东方流去，流入沿海，这个沿海就是我们的心。
It can become sweet. It can become the water become fresh.
可以使水变甜。
When Lord Jesus Christ, when He was in the world,
当主耶稣在这世上的时候
，What did He do? What did He face?
他面对了什么
？He was hurt very badly.
他狠狠的被伤害。
He was misjudged.
他被误判。
He was attacked.
他被攻击。
He was put on trial.
他面对试炼。
He was betrayed.
他被背叛。
And then eventually, He was put on the cross to be crucified.
最后，他被放上十字架，为我们钉上十字架。
Jesus Christ has all the reason to be bitter against those who persecute him.
主耶稣大有理由可以面对这些欺负他的人，成为一个苦毒的人。
He can produce more bitterness.
他可以生出很多的苦毒。
But Jesus did not choose that path.
但是他不愿意走那个方
向。Jesus chose bitterness stop right there on the cross.
主耶稣把这份苦毒带上了十字架，钉在那里。
Jesus tell them, pray to the heavenly Father.
主耶稣祈求天上的父。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
天上的父，请你原谅他们，赦免他们，因为他们不知道他们在做什么。
Bitterness stop right at the cross.
苦毒就停止在十字架上了。
Bitterness stop where the blood of Jesus flowed.
苦毒就停止在主耶稣宝血流出来的地方。
Bitterness stop where God's love is.
苦毒就停在神的爱出现的地方。
Wow, and from that moment, Jesus' love changed human.
所以从那一刻开始，主耶稣的爱就改变人类。
That's why Christian following Lord Jesus Christ.Receive the Holy Spirit, motivated by God's love.
所以为什么我们基督徒要追寻神的爱，来跟随主的脚步
？If it destroy the bitterness inside.
因为我们要消灭心中的苦毒。
Well, even though so many people persecute Christians, but they do not fight back physically or violently.
就算有很多人欺负基督徒，但是基督徒从不还手。
They use love to overcome hatred.
他们用爱去胜过恨。
Forgiveness to overcome this kind of hatred.
原谅去胜过苦毒。
That's why the Bible tells us.
这就是圣经告诉我。
Let's turn to James chapter 3 verse 14.
请翻到雅各书三章十四节。
We have to get rid of the bitterness by the power of God.
我们要借由神的道理还有神的能力来去掉苦毒。
Verse 14, chapter 3 verse 14.
请看雅各书三章十四节。
1 to 3.
If you have bitter,
jealousy, and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant, so lie against the truth. You know, sometimes our heart can grow bitter.
是的, 我们的心有时候会生出苦毒,
but face it.
但是我们要诚实地面对,
admit it before God and pray about it.
在神面前承认他, 并且为他祷告。
Oh God, I don't want bitterness to devour me, to control me, to harm me.
神啊, 我不希望苦毒一直控制我, 来伤害我。
Please, your Holy Spirit, your love, your truth, change my heart.
求你的圣灵还有真理来改变我的心。
So getting rid of the bitterness.
让我们可以远离这个苦毒。
And that is the one way, only way.
这是唯一的方法。
But you can say, sometimes how do we do it?
但是有时候你会问, 这个很难啊。
How can we break the cycle?
我们要如何 消灭这个恶性循环。
I want to do it, but I don't know how.
我想要做, 但是我不知道怎么做。
Well, there are two ways we can do it.
啊, 有两个方法。
The first way.
第一个。
The most powerful way is to pray about it.
最, 有能力的方法就是为他祷告。
Pray that God remove the bitterness from our hearts.
求神把我心里的苦毒拿走。
Remember here, very important, I'll give you four reasons to pray when people hurt us.
啊, 我们现在有四个方向可以祷告。
Pray.
要一直祷告。
First, pray, shield our heart from bitterness.
第一个, 祷告可以当作一个,
保护罩。
保护罩来保护住我们的心。
Well, bitterness is like a virus.
因为这一份苦毒就像病毒一样。
Virus have the sticky point, right? If it come into your cell, it can stick in your immune system.
这个病毒身上有刺, 它进入你的细胞, 它可以进入你的免疫系统。
But pray can keep our hearts.
但是祷告就像防护罩,
when people hurt you, when people harm you, people say things negatively.
当别人说出难听的话,
you pray that God, please protect my heart from bitterness.
你求神能够用盾牌把你的心保护住。
You must pray like this, specifically pray that God protect my heart, and my heart don't feel bitter to anyone.
你要一字一句这么清楚地向神祷告。
Secondly, pray that God humble us.
第二个, 祷告求神, 能够谦卑我们。
Yes, I know other people are not good.
我知道别人说这样的话不好。
They are imperfect.
他们也不完美。
But at the same time, I am also imperfect.
但是我也知道我也不是个完美的人。
I also need grace.
我也希望你可以有给我恩典。
So please have grace on me.
所以请你赐给我恩典。
And then thirdly, we must pray. This is that direction. Pray God to help us resist the temptation to seek revenge.
第三个祷告方向就是求神保护我们不要去报复。
Yeah, he hurt me. He says this to hurt me.
对, 他说这么难听的话来伤害我。
He treat this to me. He bullied me.
他欺负我。
But I don't want to do the same. I don't want to be the same as him or her.
但是我不愿意跟他做一样的事。
I have Christ's life in me.
我有主基督的生命在我里面。
I must overcome evil with good.
我要以善胜恶。
Help me to resist the temptation.
求神帮助我胜过这样想要报复的试探。
And the fourth direction to pray. Pray give us peace while we wait for a resolution.
第四个祷告方向就是求神赐给我们心里平安，可以等待这个结果。
Sometimes the problem or the relationship don't improve overnight or don't resolve overnight.
常常人跟人之间的关系不是一夜之间就可以解决。
Or the bitterness cannot go away immediately.
苦毒也不是马上就可以走开。
But you can keep praying.
但是我们可以一直祷告。
And God give us peace.
求神赐给我们心中的平静。
Not because of you can do it.
不是因为你有能力可以去做到,
but because of God. God have the strength. God and the Holy Spirit have the strength to help you.
而是因为神的圣灵可以帮助我们去做到。
So this will change your life fundamentally.
所以这会从你生命的根本来改变。
You look at the river. How does it change? How will it become fruitful?
我们看回这条河, 它到底改变了什么?
Let's turn to back to Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 9.
我们翻回以西结书 47章9到10节。
Ezekiel 47, verse 9.
以西结书 47章第9节。
When bitterness is removed, things started to grow.
当这个苦毒去掉了之后呢, 所有的活物都开始滋生。
Let's read verse 9 again.
我们一起读第9节。
1, 2, 3. And wherever the river goes, every living creature, the swarm will live, and there will be many fish. For this water go there, the waters of the sea may become fresh. So everything will live where the river goes. Verse 10. Fishermen will stand beside the sea. From Engedi and Engalim, we will become a place of spreading the net. The fish will be of every kind, like the fish of the great sea. Look at how this river changed everything.
所以我们可以看到这条河流改变了
神。This river is the spirit of God.
这个河流就是神的灵。
This spirit of God can change a bitter heart.
神的灵可以改变一个苦毒的心。
And also the spirit is the truth.
而且河流就是神的真理。
The word of God plus his spirit together can change a bitter heart.
神的话加上神的灵就可以改变一颗苦毒的心。
So if your heart is bitter.
所以如果你的心是苦毒。
Actually, we all do. We all are bitter in somehow, some way.
其实我们都有这样的经验。
Read a lot of scriptures.
我们要大量的读圣经。
Read it slowly.
大量的慢慢的读。
Remember it.
好好的去背诵。
Sometimes even copy it.
甚至把它抄下。
Don't rely on your emotion, but rely on the scripture to direct your thinking.
不要每天被你的情绪所左右，你要跟着神的话来走。
And then you allow this river to flow in your heart.
所以你让这条河流流入你的心。
In the beginning, this heart was so salty, so damp.
一开始你的心里面就像盐海、死海这样的咸。
But when this river come in, wow, wherever the river go, it swarm living creatures, many fish. Not only fruits, tree, but fish are there.
但是当这条河流进来之后，百物滋长，不只是岸边有树木、有水果，甚至河里面还有鱼。
This is so amazing.
这是非常奇妙的。
Today, brother and sister, this river is willing to flow into your heart.
今天这条河流愿意流入你的心。
If you're willing to kneel down to pray more,
只要你愿意跪下来祷告。
Use that four direction when we pray.
在我们祷告的时候，用我们刚刚讲的四个方向。
If you're willing to read the Bible every day,
如果你愿意每天读一点神的话。
This river will flow.
这一条河会流入你的心里。
Because Holy Spirit is this river.
因为圣灵就是这条河。
And this river is willing to go in to help you.
这条河流必会流入你的心来帮助你。
And at the end, we see this river appear again in Revelation.
结果最后在启示录我们又看见这条河了。
It's called the river of life.
就是生命的河。
Let's read Revelation in conclusion, chapter 22, verse 1.
结论上就是我们来看启示录22章第一节。
Revelation 22.
启示录二十二章
，verse one，
第一节。
Physically, this river is no more on earth a river of life.
在这个地球上不会再有这条河。
Because four rivers, two disappear already.
因为四条古代的河已经两条不见了。
And then the two remaining one, the water become less and less.
那两条还存在的河水量是越来越少。
Almost dried up.
几乎要干枯了。
So these two are no more living river.
所以这两条河也不再是生命之河。
But it is spiritually still exist.
但是在属灵里面的生命之河还是存在。
Let's read chapter 22 verse 1.
我们一起来读22章第一节。
1, 2, 3.
天使又指示我在城内街
道当中 Then the angel showed me the river of water of life, bright as crystal,
flowing
from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Where is this river today?
这条河今天在哪里？
Flowing from the throne of God.
从神的宝座流出来。
From the temple of God.
从神的殿流出来
，from the true church，
就从真教会
，from the Holy Spirit，
从圣灵
，flow to your heart，
流到你的心。
And then verse 2，
第二节
，let's read that display AV display 22 verse 2。
我们一起来读第二节。
Chapter 22 verse 2， 1 to 3。
在河这边与那边有生命树，
river, to the other side,
结十二样果子，
bearing
每月都结果子，树上的叶子为医治万民。
And the leaves of the tree were for the healingOf the nation, this river is going to impact you and me.
这条河将改变你和我。
Wherever the river flows, we'll have fruit trees. Not only one month, every single month.
这条河流流经之地会结果子。
Every month, you make fruit.
每个月都结果子。
Well, normally, fruit tree only bear fruit 1 month or 2 months, and then the other month no fruit.
通常我们知道树木结果可能就一两个月的时间，之后就没有。
But spiritually, we all bear fruit every single day, every single month.
但是属灵上的果子可以每天都结，每个月都结。
And you can heal people. The leaves can heal people.
而且树上的叶子可以医治别人。
That river flow into your heart makes such impact.
当生命之河流入你的心，你就可以发挥这样大的影响力。
Do you want to let this river flow?
你愿意让这条河流入你的心吗？
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起来唱诗。
430